Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. As you can see, if you're watching the video version of this podcast devotional, I have my beautiful wife, Raquel, with me today. She writes some of the newsletters that go to your inbox. So this is your reminder, if you haven't read today's newsletter, make sure you subscribe so you can get Faith in the Morning in your inbox as well. This is our podcast devotional as well as our newsletter devotional to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. So however you're streaming, whether it's on TubeVu or Facebook or YouTube or Apple Podcasts or Spotify, the Faith Plus app, thank you for starting your day with faith in the morning. Thank you for adding us to your morning routine. Well, we'd like to get started with our Faith in the Morning confession. I encourage you to say it with me because it's so important to say what God says about us. It renews our mind, it helps us focus, and it releases our faith. Were you ready to say it with me? You'll find it in the show notes on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and the description social media. Say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth.
I'm the salt of the earth.
I'm the light of this world.
I'm the light of this world.
Jesus said it.
Jesus said it.
So I believe it.
So I believe it.
I'm a carrier.
I'm a carrier.
Of the glory of God.
The glory of God.
Today.
Today.
I will experience.
I will experience.
The extreme goodness of God.
The extreme goodness of God.
Today.
Today.
I make myself available.
I make myself available.
For God.
For God.
To show His goodness.
To show His goodness.
To others.
To others.
Through me.
Through me.
Today.
Today.
I am increasing.
I am increasing
in influence.
An influence.
Today.
Today.
I will see.
I will see
the goodness of God.
The goodness of God
in my life.
In my life.
Today.
Today.
Something good.
Something good
is going to happen to me.
Is going to happen to me.
So I expect miracles.
So I expect miracles.
Go with me to Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. We're reading through the book of Acts this month as a faith family, as a Faith in the Morning community. So keep reading. And we'll keep sharing encouragement in our Faith in the Morning newsletter and our devotional podcast from the book of Acts this month. I know God's dealing with your heart, so I encourage you, don't just read it through to read it through, but read it through and let your heart and your capacity of faith expand so you're believing for miracles, signs, and wonders in your everyday life. I want you to see something here in Acts chapter 9, very famous story of when Saul ran into Jesus on the road to Damascus. So as Saul journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And he says, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And one translation says, it's hard for you to kick against the goads or kick against the pricks. Or the Amplified version says, it is dangerous and will turn out badly for you to keep kicking against the goad to offer vain and perilous resistance. So one of the things we see here is that Jesus took it personal when the enemy messed with his people. Jesus said, why are you persecuting me? He didn't say, why are you persecuting Peter? Why are you persecuting John? Why are you persecuting that person? He said, why are you persecuting me? Jesus took it personal. Jesus knows what you're going through. Jesus is not far off just dismissing your problems or your circumstance. He's right there with you. So I want to encourage you today that Jesus knows exactly what you're going through. The book of Hebrews says that Jesus is a high priest who can be touched with our feelings of weaknesses because he experienced everything. He went through everything without sinning and he can relate to us. Jesus gets it. But guess what? You're not in this by yourself. Jesus is with you. And we know at this moment, the quickest conversion in history. Saul said, who are you, Lord? He got saved. And you know something so wonderful about this passage? Is after this, Jesus never brought up Paul's past to him ever again. He got saved. Saul was a terrorist. He was killing and jailing Christians. But once he gave his life to Jesus, God never brought up his past again. No. It doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter what you've done. Once you give your life to Jesus, your past is irrelevant. Why? The blood of Jesus is greater than your past. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat. Say, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus
is greater.
Is greater
than my past. Come on, say it out loud, put it in the chat. Say, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus
is greater.
Is greater
than my past.
Than my past.
The blood is greater than your past. You need to believe it. Because as we shared yesterday in Faith in the Morning, Paul believed it. And his motivation became, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus gave himself for you and he loves you. He's not judging you by your past. And he's with you in whatever situation you're facing today. Love, before we go, anything you want to add?
Trust him with your heart. He loves you more than you can ever imagine. And he'll never stop loving you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. And what he's speaking to you about in this very day, is critical to you being successful. So you have to trust the Lord, be led by the Holy Spirit, and keep growing and keep feeding your faith and developing your faith on purpose.
So good. We're out of time for today. Make sure you read our newsletter. We love you so much. Yes. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. God bless.